Dave also explained the verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radhika Sarva Devata, Radhika Para Devata, Govinda Sanmohini. There's a whole bunch of verses explaining her relationship.
Chapter 4, you think?
Yeah, did you look at it? In this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami elaborately explains. So if you could look that up, I'll show you where it is. There's a bunch of verses. We could look at it at the end. Like she's Krishnamayi. And each name has two meanings. Like Krishnamayi means that she always sees Krishna everywhere, without, outside of her and inside. And Devi.
She sees Krishna everywhere, inside and outside.
Devi means one who's beautiful and effulgent. And it also means that she's the playground of Krishna's playful pastimes. She's the shelter of all Krishna's pastimes. And she's Krishnamayi also means that she's her inside and outside is Krishna. She's made of Krishna. Wherever she puts her glance, she sees Krishna outside of her. And everything inside of her is Krishna. If she looks at a cloud or a tamal tree, she thinks they're Krishna. And she embraces the tamal tree. Why is her name Radhika? Because whatever Krishna wishes, she fulfills. She's the crown jewel of all Krishna's kantas. She's Sarva Kanta. When her own gopi, you know, her own Sapakshiya gopi, when they saw the footprints of Krishna and Radha, they became very happy, knowing that it was her. But the other gopis, who are not her Sapakshiya gopi, all the other kinds of gopis, they just thought, oh, this particular gopi, whoever it was, served Krishna more.
And other gopis were happy.
Her own. She's the most worshipable of all, Para Devata, just like Krishna. In fact, even Krishna worships her. Once Vrinda was coming, and Radharani asked, Vrinda, where are you coming from? She said, I'm coming from Radhakund. And she said, what's happening here? And she said, I saw Krishna. Well, what was he doing? He's dancing. And who was he dancing to? Your reflection, every tree. And he's following. Seeing your reflection everywhere. He's just like the leaves are dancing with the wind, he's also dancing. Your reflection is just dancing. She's like a magician. So Krishna can see everywhere your lotus face. And Krishna follows all her instructions. Therefore, she's Parama Devata. And she's Sarva Lakshmi. Krishna has six opulences, but she is those opulences. And Kanta means whatever desire appears in Krishna's heart, he fulfills it. Because Kanta comes from Kam. Kanta. Kam means desire. She's the mother of all because she nourishes everybody. How does she nourish everybody? By praying. She nourishes the whole universe by giving it praying, by giving it love and affection. Therefore, she's called Jagan Mata, the mother of the universe. Krishna's the father. Krishna's the father because the whole universe is manifest from him. But she is the one who gives love and affection. And therefore, she is the maintainer of the universe. The mother is worshipped 1,000 times more than the father. The Radha is more, so for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Radha is more worshipable than Krishna. We don't want to worship Krishna directly. Where Radharani goes, Krishna follows. If Radharani is happy, she's sad, and Krishna's sad. So the mother gives the child, the mother, you know, makes the child come out of her womb. Radha is our Swamini. Swamini. And Krishna is her beloved. And Lalita is their friend. So do bhajan thinking like this. Like in Manushiksha it says, so I worship Radharani as my Swamini. Krishna is her beloved. Radharani, Lalita is their friend. And Vishaka is there as her Shiksha Guru. Theirs and ours. Arjuna asked Krishna, why are you crying in Dwarka by saying the gopi's name? You have the queens here and they're so beautiful. Why are you crying for the gopis? He didn't answer that though. Oh, that was Madhav Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj. Huh? Arjuna. I didn't hear his answer. Okay, now Gurudev is saying. Now he's going to explain the verse. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Siddhisho Vanayava. The three reasons that Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya.
This one verse.
Yeah, this one. It's in the fourth chapter of Adi Leela. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Siddhisho Vanayava. It explains, in a nutshell, everything. And then the whole rest of the chapter is explained, of the fourth chapter of Adi Leela is explaining this verse. This verse and one other verse, the whole chapter. These are the internal reasons. These are the three internal reasons. Krishnadas Kaviraj gives the meaning. Why Krishna took the golden beauty and the intrinsic mood and came as Mahaprabhu. The explanation of this is very secret. And Kai, so much left. And confidential. We shouldn't take it in a general way, the meaning of this verse. I want to tell you deeply the meaning, not generally. But I'm explaining it in a hidden way. Rasika Vaishnavas can understand. Very intelligent. Because they're very intelligent in Ras. And they're totally serving their Gurudev. When one is Rasik, when Rati appears in his heart, that's love and affection. and Bhav, Anu Bhav, and the other transcendental moods appear. Then he can understand this explanation of this verse. If somebody has a narcissist, sorry, then he can't understand it. When there's no scent of a narcissist anymore, then he can understand. Okay, so a new bride came to the house, but she couldn't work properly because she was new. So the mother-in-law chastises her. You don't know how to serve? So then she gives her to the maidservant to teach her, because the maidservant knows how. Similarly, the Rasika Bhaktas can understand, like the maidservant, and they teach others. Without past and present, past and present impressions from many lives in this life, and without serving Guru, one cannot understand. If one is under the guidance of Gurudev, then he can understand. But you can only be under the guidance if you have many past and present impressions. By service of Gurudev, you can understand everything.
And also Gurudev can just depart from the mind.
Those who keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in their heart can understand this verse. Nityananda is the embodiment of all rut, and Siddhanta and Gurudev. He's the embodiment of all the Gurudev. All Gurus come from him as Ananga Manjari.
So it's all like that. It's like all the Gurudev.
And also, he's a Kanda Guru Tattva. All the gurus are in him, and all the gurus are Manjaris. So he has the mood of Baladev, coward boy, but still, all the gurus are within him, and they're all Manjaris. So it's one truth, one complete truth. Nityananda serves Mahaprabhu in all ways. Nityananda is Gurudev. He manifests as Gurudev, who is Parama Rasika, who is a Parama Rasika Vaishnava. And he keeps Nityananda in his heart. One who keeps Nityananda in his heart can understand and realize these Siddhantas that are in Radha Pranaya Mahima, that verse. It's like the buds of mangoes. In the bud of a mango, there's honey. In the green mango buds, as children, and the children eat the green mango buds, and so do the cuckoos. And the buds are reddish, and the cuckoos eat it. And that makes them sing nicely. So they relish the mango buds, and they sing very sweetly, especially in Vrindavan, and especially in Navadvip. So the devotees are like the cuckoos, and they get happiness by but the other kinds of birds are the, I think they're called mortars, which means crows. They don't get happiness by the mango tree. They fly away. Similarly, fools say, don't listen to Radha Tattva, just distribute books. But for whom is the Srimad Bhagavatam written? Why is the Rasa dance performed? It's for the devotees, so they should read it. They should read these things. They must follow otherwise will go to hell. They must see a rasa dance pastime. Otherwise, why do they write it? Why did our acharyas write it? The camels eat the thorns. They can't eat the mango fruit because they're too tall. They just go to the thorns. They don't eat the tulsi leaves either. Their eyes are very high and they can't see the low plants. Like tulsi. So non-devotees are like camels because they always like to eat thorns. They can't enter these topics. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I must write this and the cuckoos will understand and the camels won't. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva says, Krishna Paramapurusha. By this book, all anarthas will go away, and Braj and Gopi Prem will come. There's one verse in the Bhagavatam that says that. That by hearing this book, especially this part. So Krishnadas Kaviraj says, if I don't write about these confidential topics, then it will disappear from the world. I was fearing, but there's no need to fear, because the camels won't read it anyway. So he gives his obeisances to the Rasika Bhaktas and says, without any doubt and fear, I'm writing. Who listens, whoever listens, their heart will be joyful and they will become rasik. Amazed, and they will become amazed, and they will have all auspiciousness. Krishna is thinking in his mind, everyone says that I am Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu, the embodiment of all rasa. All universes get happiness from me. Kri means a krista, and it means to attract. And kshna means nivritti vachak, which means who gives pleasure. So by giving pleasure, Krishna attracts everybody. Kri means a krista, to attract. And kshna means nivritti vachak, gives pleasure. His name is also blissful. So why don't we have any taste by listening to it? Because the owl can't see the sun. He doesn't like the sun. He wants the sun to go away because he can't see anything in the sun. But non-devotees are like this. So Krishna is saying the universe becomes happy by seeing me. For me, it becomes happy. Can anyone give me happiness? Only one who's thousands and thousands of times more qualified than me can give me pleasure. But there's no one like that. It's impossible to find anyone that has thousands of times more qualities than me. But there is one person. That's Radharani. Krishna himself manifests as Radharani from his left side. Krishna himself is the evidence that although Krishna is the topmost, Radharani is more and can therefore give him pleasure.
Krishna manifests? From
no. Radharani manifests from the left side of Krishna. Krishna is more beautiful than millions of cupids. He said, it's impossible that anyone could be more beautiful than me. No one is greater or equal to in beauty than me. Yeah, but he can never fully be her. she is as much as she can, but still she's herself. And she has to keep training him as Gadadhar Pandit and by Ravita as Sarup Damodar and Vishaka as Rai Ramananda.
So then to meditate only on one
side
and
then
not
on the other? Yes, if you meditate on Gaur as he is, who he is, and what are the... Yeah.
But it's not just covered by her mood or parts of her, but he
is. Yeah. Every limb of Radha is covered by each limb of Krishna. And then his effulgence is covered by her effulgence.
Every limb of Radha is covered by Krishna.
Every limb of Radharani is covered by every limb of Krishna. Every limb, this limb, this limb, this limb. Every limb of Radharani is covered. No, this is Mahaprabhu.
Oh, he Mahaprabhu. Every limb of Krishna is covered by
every limb of Radharani is covered by every limb of Krishna. But then, all of the effulgence of Krishna is covered by the effulgence of Radha. And then, some of Krishna's effulgence is peeping through. In other words, they become one. As Rasaraj Mahabhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the form that Ramananda Rai saw and fainted. Millions of cupids cannot equal the nails, the beauty of the effulgence of the nails of my toes. Millions of cupids. So the all universe is pleasure by seeing me. But by Srimati Radhika's beauty, my eyes are totally satisfied. Once I see her, I can't bring back my eyes. As by taking a meal, one becomes satisfied. Oh, when one takes a meal, he becomes satisfied, and he doesn't want to eat anymore. But when I see Radharani, my eagerness increases more and more. Okay, Gaur Premanandi. Prayer that Gurudev said, which means gula, there's a word gula in there that means servant. Only by contacting anything in relation to Krishna, you know, his paraphernalia or anything, the gopis become unconscious. But by contact of the air coming from the anshul, you know anshul? The end of the veil of Radharani. The air gets a fragrance from under the veil and carries it out. Then Krishna becomes unconscious. Becomes unconscious. See, the gopis have to get contact with something of Krishna's. But he just gets the air from Radharani and he becomes unconscious. Although his rasa comes through his lips into the flute and out, the touch, and by the touch of my hand, millions of moons are defeated. My hand is so cooling that the coolness of millions of moons is defeated. But by the touch of Radharani, my heart becomes cool. Although I'm the cause of the happiness and distress, I'm the cause of everything in this world. Happiness and distress. But by Radharani's beauty and qualities, that's my life and soul. Everything is coming from me. All the happiness and distress and emotions and the happiness of life. But Radharani's beauty and qualities is my whole life and soul. Seeing Radharani, I'm satisfied. But still there's an obstacle. But by seeing Radharani, but by Radharani seeing me, she gets happiness. All right, by seeing Radharani, I become happy. But still there's an obstacle in knowing what's going on in myself. But when Radharani sees me, she becomes so happy that I'm wondering, what is it in me that's making me so mad that I can't experience in me? When I see Radharani, my eyes become cool. But when she looks at me, so first he's saying, although I'm the greatest, I'm overwhelmed by her. But then he says, I'm satisfied by her, but she's so much more satisfied by me that I'm wondering what is it in me that makes her the way she is. Because there's an obstacle in my unlimited happiness. In other words, I'm not at the extreme, of happiness as she is. Although I'm great, she's greater. And although she sees so much in me, I can't see that. So in all ways, this way, she's superior. When I see her, my eyes become cool. But when she looks at me, she gets more pleasure than me. Verse that Gurudev had Aranya Maharaj read. Text number 251. And he asked Aranya Maharaj to read the English meaning. Yeah, because it has to fit all 17 volumes into one. It did quite an amazing job.
How many chapters?
251. The flute-like murmur of the bamboos rubbing against one another, you know, bamboos all grow together, steals Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, and she embraces a tamal tree, mistaking it for me, thinking, I have got the embrace of Krishna. She thinks, oh, now my life is fulfilled. Oh, but same thing with her. When a favorable breeze carries the fragrance in my body of the bamboos rubbing against each other, steals her consciousness. And she thinks it to be the sound of flute. But Gurudev says the word paraspara. There's a word paraspara here. Paraspara means against each other. And Venugite means the singing of the bamboo. But Karaspara, Venugite also means that when Krishna plays his flute, then which calls out Radhe Radhe or Kleem. His flute plays Kleem, which has a very deep conjugal significance. Then Radharani faints. Oh, so that's on her side. When he plays his flute, she sings. But then when she sings, Gite, he's Venu and she's Gite. Gite means sing, and he's Venu. And Paraspara means each other. Against each other means they're listening to each other. When Radharani sings, Krishna's flute and peacock feather fall off. So paraspara means that sometimes it happens to one and sometimes it happens to the other. One or the other faints.
Okay.
Either the flute player faints or the singer faints. But Radharani's faint is millions of times more deep than Krishna's. He says, I can't embrace the tamal tree. But Radharani becomes totally mad in separation from Krishna and embraces the tamal tree. So in the paraspara, she comes out higher.
I wonder if, like, you know, when I think of Radharani, I think that maybe someone like composed. You know, like, not like
Nityananda,
like,
the
actor, he's like mad.
Well, it seems that she's like a madman.
Okay. Like, flailing
limbs
or just like faint, like,
yeah, that's how she is. I have to put my feet out, I'm sorry. In fact, you know how Lord Chaitanya, his whole things go into his body, all of the limbs go in his body and then all of the limbs stretch out. So